coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your gardening couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, May 14th, 2018.
And this is episode 237. Can I just say, does anybody want any kids right now? Like, we got like one that is through.
I think they're kind of bonded, so you have to take them both.
I think she's bonded. Really going to chop through this door.
She is very upset.
Now, what did you do to her?
I didn't.
You said that she wasn't getting back in the bed.
She got out of bed for like the 12th time. And right. I had given her so many warnings.
Right.
I said, I'm going to take your tent away. You keep getting up. She kept getting up.
And so this
The last reason for her getting up was, I can't talk inside my head. Was her last reason for getting
up. So the whole tent thing. So their grandmother, Cindy, gave them like a tent that kind of covers the half part of the bed where they can kind of be secluded and stuff like that. So Maya decided for some odd reason, which I don't quite understand, she doesn't want to go to bed right now.
Love to go to bed right now.
Right. But instead of going to bed, we are here to chill out with you amazing people.
We are here for you.
We're here for you. And we're here for our ourselves.
You know what? I'm going to close this door.
Yeah, go ahead and close that door, babe, because you are amazing, and I want everyone to see those amazing shorts you bought from Walmart, because you look very, very
anyway,
sexy.
Hey.
What's up? Hey.
All right. Anyway, so yeah, y'all are welcome to have.
Right. So we got the Valentine room with us today, babe. And I'm pretty sure you're watching live.
So
you know,
Valentine.
You know who's here with us today. So
I do.
Who do we have with us here today?
JK said we should put some Baileys.
What's up, JK, with your Baileys and milk?
That sounds like a plan.
Sounds like a bunch of gas for me.
Zobby.
What's up, Zobby?
Yeah, big week, Zobby. Electrical skateboard is here.
What?
Slow Cool is here, and Van X Riper.
And you know who that is?
I don't
right?
know.
You know who Van X Riper is?
Timmy. Or Timmatch.
Timmatch.
As Zoe said, Timmatch.
Timmatch. But nah, so what's up, Valentine? How's everybody doing, man? It's been a hell of a weekend, and it's just kind of one of those things where it's like, you know, we can't.
I'm gonna warn y'all, he's had a little bit more to drink than usual. That is true, though.
It is not more than usual.
It is more than usual.
It's not like the
it's
one
show. It's
more
than usual at this point.
No, it's not more than usual than the Hepatitis A show. The Hepatitis A show, I was gone. I'll admit that. I will admit that on the Hepatitis A show, I was gone. Because the amount of profanity that I used on that show when we were talking about people just washing their hands.
It was pretty deep.
But I'll also say, I had a few conversations with Tim A., with Jen and Craig. I talked to a few people today because I had to check in with Jen. It's in the school year. She actually answered my phone call, which you know how it is with teachers that's in the school year. So she answered my phone call, and we just caught up for a bit because, you know, Jen is my bae. You know what
I'm
saying?
She is your bae for good reason.
Right. And the thing is that you also got to understand, too, that, you know, I know things are going on, but she needed that minute to just to have some honesty and just kind of just unbuckle her seatbelt and just ride without the seatbelt for a minute, because you don't have that constraint.
It's very dangerous.
It's very dangerous, but it's also free in a little bit, because it's kind of like
you can't use that analogy with me, because I'm like, oh my god, put on your freaking seatbelt.
But it's also freeing a little bit, because
no, it's never freeing for me.
It is freeing, because every now and then you just gotta unbuckle and say, you know what, I don't care, because at this point of life where I am, I'm about to cut someone. And it's kind of like, I need to unbuckle my seatbelt and just let it all out. And woosah on the MF-er. See, that's how you know I'm not all the way in and I'm not blasted, because I haven't dropped the F-bomb yet. So you can't say.
Yeah. So there's still time to come.
And with that being said, tonight, yes, I am consuming some Rebel Yell 10 years.
Rebel Yell!
And you guys see that little paper stuck on the bottom, because you know why? Yes, I put a clear ice in my bourbon and my whiskey during the summer, because you know why? It's hot as hell and I want something cool to drink. And people are like, why do you put ice in your bourbon? Because it waters it down and it freaking ruins it. And it's like,
yeah,
hey,
there
buddy.
There were a lot of people who were very upset.
And it's like, hey, buddy.
It's a little bit more.
You buy me bourbon.
It's a little personal.
It's like, hey, you buy me bourbon, I'll drink it like you want. If you're not buying my bourbon, step off.
Boom.
But I will say, this weekend, I have made two batches. Two. Count them. One. Two. Two batches of Clear Ice. I found out during this week the way that we can make batches of Clear Ice is by directional freezing. Okay. Directional freezing allow us to put bourbon, not bourbon, but put water in like a cooler, and it freezes from the top down. And what happens is, freezing the water from the top down actually pushes the impurities down to the bottom. And what ends up happening is, I get clear ice at the top. It's like a lake. Because you've seen where the lake has been frozen, all that dirt and that mud and everything else is pushed down to the bottom as it's being frozen.
Ew, mud and dirt. Ew.
Yeah, mud and dirt. And then I pull it out and I shave off the bottom 2/3 of the ice. And
2/3?
It's 2/3. Because it's not ice, it's really water. And it takes 26 hours.
All that water wasted. And you wonder why our water bill goes up.
True.
Shave off 2/3 of the
and it's all water. It's like encased, and so I end up chipping all that off, and then I end up having like 2 to 4 inches of
can't
ice
even with you. Can't even.
But yeah, so clear ice melts slower, which is great, so it doesn't water down my whiskey. Clear ice doesn't looks pretty. I would say it looks very pretty. I even had a couple people's like, man, you know, you could take some pretty badass pictures with that. And I was like, oh, I know I can. And it's just, it makes you feel special, where it's kind of like, treat yourself. It's kind of like when you go and take a shower, Renee, and you want to comb your hair out, and it takes you an extra 15 minutes to take a shower because you want to comb your hair out, because you know what? I want to feel pretty, pretty. So very pretty, you know.
Were you trying to sing the West Side Story?
I was.
That was terrible.
I was. I was trying to sing the West Side Story.
But hey, at least I got the reference that
you
were
trying
for.
You got the reference. I tried. And okay. You have to give me credit, because I have yet to see West Side Story.
I give you credit.
All right, thank you.
Muhogan is here, too.
What is so, going on, Muhogan?
You know, Muhogan and Zabi are not in the same
location. I know, so...
That brings opportunity for fun.
Absolutely. Wait a minute. They are together because he came back.
What?
Wait a minute. I'm confused.
Did
so,
he come back?
So, Muhogan.
What?
And Zabi.
I thought she was...
She's leaving tomorrow. Today's
right?
The 14th.
Right.
15th is her last day. Muhogan should have flew in yesterday.
Oh,
because
that's
you know,
even better.
Because, you know... I remember everybody's itinerary.
It's weird. It's a verging on creepy.
It is verging on creepy.
He's in Denver. You're wrong.
Wait a minute. Okay, was there a change of plans? Ooh, oh, okay. We got to talk after this.
That brings opportunities.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
All right, so we got to talk after the show because in my mind, I thought Muhogan was coming out on the 13th.
No, Ryan was coming back. She's not.
She don't want to drive all that.
I thought she was.
No, it was Muhogan. Ryan was staying back with Mom.
He changed his plan, so you're right. So obviously he changed his plan. So you're right.
Okay. All right, there we go. I can deal with that because I remember stuff, Renee. Even though I've had some adult beverages tonight. Don't
do what?
Don't deny me my amazing.
Last night in Nashville. You better do it up.
Oh, man. You know what? It's kind of make me sad a little bit. I wish that we could have went to Nashville.
Yeah, well, it's okay.
And kind of celebrate. To be honest, what would have been amazing? I wish that Zobby would have came up here.
Don't be throwing guilt trips on her.
No, okay. Zobby, I'm not throwing a guilt trip. What would have been amazing if Zobby had drove up here the night before she left, spent that evening and day with us, and then Muhogan flew into Louisville, and they drove from Louisville to Denver or Boulder. I think that would have been amazing. And that's, I will admit, that's the selfishness that your husband has.
It's okay.
For Zobby and Muhogan.
Yes, we are a bit selfish with Zobby and Muhogan. We want them all to ourselves. And the fact that we have to share them with Colorado people is just abhorrent.
I'm just saying.
Y'all person, Colorado people better be.
For real. The Colorado people better be very appreciative of what y'all Muhogan get. And Zobby. That's all I'm saying because you guys are going to really upset me if you do not appreciate Zobby and Hogan and Muhogan being there with you guys. Because I feel like that Renee and I did a great job. Sometimes I think we could have done better, but we had like two adorable little kids that kind of
threw a
wrench in and stuff. But it, you know, I just love Zobby and Muhogan.
Are you going to cry?
No, I'm not. Fuck. See, why do you say that? Now I didn't use one of them. No, I'm not going to cry.
No. Don't blame it on me.
Yeah.
Don't blame that on me.
But yeah, so now I didn't use one of the F-bombs.
Okay. Well, then maybe you should rein your tongue in.
But you asked me a question to try to spark emotion on the show.
I wasn't. What a... Like, I'm like Terry Gross or something. I'm not Terry.
Yeah, you're
no,
Terry Gross to me right now.
I'm not Terry Gross.
But anyway, so talking about Clear Eyes. So there's been this whole discussion. So I made Clear Ice because for my birthday, I want to have Clear Ice from Kentucky Straight Ice. And I did do a couple Google searches and stuff like that on how to try to make Clear Ice. And what it does is that in order to make clear ice, like I said earlier, it's directional freezing. So basically, I take a cooler, I fill it with water, and with the cooler, it's insulated on the sides and the bottom, and just the top is exposed. So what it does is it freezes from the top down. And with that, it pushes the impurities down. And what happens is, as it's pushing the impurities down, you get clear ice from the top. And people are like, okay, so what does clear ice, so what's the deal? It looks cool. What happens is, in your regular refrigerator ice, you have air bubbles in there. You have like a lot of nitrogen and stuff like that. When you have ice in the glass and you pour soda in there, and when you pour that soda in there, it reacts with that air pockets in the ice and the nitrogen, and it fizzes. It fizzes a whole lot. It doesn't do that with clear ice because there are no air pockets in there. There's no nitrogen in there. It's straight up pure water at that point. and a lot of people, and clear ice melts a lot slower than normal. Clear ice will last you about 2 or 3 drinks if you want it to. You know, just regular 1 ounce, 2 ounce pour drinks. And it melts slower. It doesn't dilute your thing. And it was really funny when I pointed it out. I had a few people to say, you know, why put ice in your drink? I drink it neat. Da, 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 da. And I've always been the person that always said, it's your bourbon. Drink it like you want. You know what I'm saying? Now, I will admit, when I gave the Weller 12 to a friend on a birthday,
right,
and they put Coke in it, I was kind of like,
But you held your tongue?
I held my tongue.
Okay, good.
But then I said, I'm not giving that person Weller 12 anymore. Because I was like, I would rather not. If somebody gave me bourbon, I would tend to drink it like they would want me to drink it, mm-hmm. at least for the first one. It's kind of like, you know what? I like it. I don't like it. I need to add this to it. How do you feel about it? And this is what I'm tasting and stuff. Right. But they just straight went to the Coke and stuff. And I was kind of like, you know what? I'm just not going to do that anymore. Next time, just let me know and I'll give you some Old Forester or something like that you can mix with. I did get a question from Mr. Van Ripper. He said, what if you boil the water before and then freeze it that way? From what a lot of people have said, distilled or boiled water, it does not, you still need to do directional freezing, but it also takes longer. I did watch a video where a guy took like 3 days to make clear ice. With boiled water, because he kind of had a gauge. He kind of had to gauge it because he put it in the freezer, then he pulled it out, he took toothpicks and stirred it up till it was slushy, and then he put it back in. And it was kind of like, it took him 36 to 48 hours. And I was like, I kind of like the method of just using my cooler, put it in the deep freezer, or put it in the freezer and waiting 24 to 26 hours. And then, yes, I have that top, I have that top part to shave off and chip and use a serrated knife and everything. So it was kind of nice. You know, it's just, I don't know, man. And then one of the things, what's next on the...
Oh, sorry. Noodles and Company. Let me tell y'all smitten we are with Noodles and Company.
So this is a new discovery with Noodles and Company.
They sent Jay an advertisement that they now have effing Zoodles. And we were like, what? For those of you all who don't know what Zoodles are zucchini noodles.
Yep.
Basically, you spiralize some zucchini, use it in place of noodles. And it saves you up to, at least 500 calories, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
500 calories.
Right.
So that means I can have anything on their menu now.
Mm-hmm.
Where I was limited to only like 3 dishes if I like wanted to eat smart. So... I'm super excited. They're really good. They're made fresh. So if you like your zoodles like super soft, you wouldn't like that because they have a little bit of a crunch to it, but I like it.
But I'm pretty sure you can ask them to cook the zoodles for a little longer if you want to.
Yeah, but then it's just like mushy.
See, so you have to understand, like myself, I would want mushy. You know what I'm saying? So what this did, this whole zoodle thing, kind of sparked our love for zoodles. So one of the things that I'm going to do this week is that I did buy a new spiralizer. I did buy one from Costco that was good, but what we found out is that for things like carrots and stuff like that,
it's not as great.
You know, it was just really, you kind of put the carrot in sideways and you make carrot chips, almost
ribbons. I mean, if it was a thick carrot, like one of those big one,
right,
would have been good. But
so I end up, so for Mother's Day, for Renee, oh, we're gonna talk about it anyway. So I want to make a dish for Renee, so I bought a zoodle cookbook, and this cookbook has a freaking, did you see that sweet potato zoodle waffle?
I did not.
There's a sweet potato waffle with blueberries that takes spiralized sweet potatoes and you make it into a freaking waffle.
So there's no batter. It's a waffle.
There's no batter. It's a waffle with freaking blueberries.
Good.
It is crazy.
I love sweet potatoes. So
it is crazy. It's kind of like, I don't know, man. It's just so freaking nuts. Like, this book that I bought on the Spiralizer is just like blowing my mind. Like, there's a like a breakfast burrito bowl with chorizo and zoodles, and then there's also this chicken noodle soup that has zoodles instead. And it's just kind of like, instead of putting in the what's the big noodles called, babe? What's the big noodles called?
What?
Egg
noodles?
Egg noodles.
Right.
Instead of having egg noodles, it was kind of like, I don't know, it was kinda, instead of egg noodles, it was kind of like carrot noodles. And it's kind of like, whoa, wait a minute, you're blowing my mind for a second. And the nutritional value on it with, you know, with the chicken in it and everything else and the chicken broth, you know, it's something that I can work with.
Right.
Because you saw what I did at Noodles & Company. It was kind of like, you know, I ate everything else in that chicken noodle soup except for the noodles. You know, it's kind of like, I'm sorry, I can't eat the noodles because even though I want to so bad. And here's the thing that I absolutely love about Noodles & Company is that the Boulder seasoning that they have.
Jay's in love with it.
I asked them about 2 years ago if we could buy it. And they was like, no, sorry, you can't buy it. And apparently, I didn't notice as well that John Elway is kind of, his company is the one that makes this Boulder spice.
Huh.
This Boulder seasoning.
John Elway.
Yeah, John Elway.
Football guy, right?
Okay. He has a big hand in this whole zoodle thing. And, well, Noodles & Company thing.
Oh, I thought it was the Boulder. Oh, good. Oh,
well, you can look it up.
He sells it to them.
You're right, right.
Okay.
And it's the Boulder seasoning. And that Boulder seasoning. And it's out of, it's either Boulder, Colorado or Denver, Colorado. Is where Noodle & Company started. Mm-hmm. And this seasoning is just, oh my God. It is so, so good. It's kind of like, I just want to put it on everything. Which I do. Which I absolutely do.
You do.
And so, like, even on my eggs for breakfast, my chicken salad that I make, my shredded chicken salad that I make, it is so good. It's so good. But they sell it now, so it's like $5. So I bought one, and I'm going to continue to buy it. And they have their sriracha and everything else. But the zoodle season is, like, my boo on that. But taking all that back, saying about the chicken noodle soup, is like one of the things that I absolutely want to make. But I think sometime this week, because I didn't get everything in for Mother's Day, I'm going to make.
I think you got everything in.
Huh?
I think you got everything
I did get everything in time, and I just didn't do it.
You're fine. Yeah. It's fine. It was good.
I didn't get. Okay. I was slaving on Friday, on Sunday.
You were. That's what I was saying. It's fine.
But. I felt bad. I'll admit, I did feel bad Sunday night that I didn't get to make, I didn't get to go make a zoodle dish for you. But this week, I will be making a zoodle dish. And I will say, Mr. Van Ripper and Miss Van Ripper, Riper.
Van X Riper.
I will
Van's
say,
Riper.
When I asked, when we were over there on Friday for the 1792.
That's right.
At Timmy's for the 1792 barrel tasting. When I asked what was the story, what I was asking for was, what's up, Slum Duggins? Riding in the tavern. What's going on? When I asked what the story was, I wasn't asking for how you guys met. Timmy, when I was looking at you, I wanted to know what the story was. With your ink, man. That's what I was asking for, because I feel personally that a tattoo on a person, but like I said, I feel personally every tattoo has a story.
It does have a story.
And that was the story. That was the story that I was asking. And I will say purposely, yes, I did leave it kind of open on what I was asking. Because, you know what? We had good, absolutely great discussion on things. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of. So, what ended up, a lot of times, their story is kind of similar to our story, babe.
Oh.
You know, just love, trials, more love, overcoming, and being amazing. How about that for vagueness?
Yeah, I mean, rarely does a couple not go through trials.
Right.
If a couple doesn't go through trials, I'm shocked.
And the thing is, too, is like, one of the things that I absolutely love, and one of the things that I've always said to everyone, you know, just with relationships and stuff like that, relationships and friendships and everything else, is that no matter what, you want to seek to understand the other person, mm-hmm, and not be understood. And Shazno, I know you got to start up your stream here in the next, right now. You have a good stream, buddy.
Next, right now.
All right. I just looked at the clock. It's 10 o'clock. So he's doing some great things over at his stream. You know what I'm saying? He's streaming twice a day. He's got a lot going on. I think we're going to talk later this week about some stuff. I'd like to try to get him on the show also. So gardening, babe. We did some gardening this weekend, didn't we?
We did. We ripped it. I was determined to actually... I was determined to actually do something to my garden this year. Last year, I did nothing. It was dirt. My perennials...
Because we were like, fuck the world.
Came in. I always get perennials and annuals mixed up. All the time.
Perennials. So, think of perennials. Per annual.
So, once a year.
So, that means it's going to come back.
My perennials came up beautifully, as they do every year. I just didn't do anything with annuals or mulch.
Right.
This year... blew it out the water. Went and got some cheap flowers. Some marigolds, petunias.
Right.
Planted a bunch. Surprised Jay when he came in. He was like, whoa.
Well, surprised me with what? Oh, with the marigolds. Yes. I will say.
You weren't expecting marigolds.
I was surprised.
Like all little neat little row.
Well, the thing was that I had to work that night.
Right.
You know, and you kind of told me your dad was there and everything else. And then I will say, while I was at work, I kept hearing the ring thing go off. And I was like, man. I think Renee's out there working. I did see the part where the girls went outside before you do, yeah. Before you, and you were like, girls, you don't go outside without me. I was like, uh-oh, Renee about to get in their ass.
Dude, someone go snatch my kids. They're so cute. Someone go snatch them.
Right. And so it's kind of like, oh, man. But I was not expecting what I saw. And everything, and I came home that night from work, and I was like, I was amazed at the stuff you had done.
And you did the mulch, and you pulled up a bunch of root stuff.
Oh my God! So pulling up all the mulch, and everybody was like, "Did you do it? Did you use a pickaxe?" And I was like, "No, I used the shovel." And everybody was like, "Oh, you know, it's much easier with a pickaxe." And I was like,
"You don't even own a pickaxe."
I was like, "I know." But it's kind of like I didn't have one and I'm super cheap right now, so I'll be fine with just using my shovel right now. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, at one point I was really close to thinking about just going to get one of my two machetes and just start chopping everything down, you know. Mm-hmm. And so it was cool to be able to kind of do that and get everything cleared up. But it was rough. I'm not gonna lie, man, because I woke up Sunday morning and it was kind of like you had to get a few more flowers, and I was like, you know, I'm gonna mulch this morning, and then I was like, I also want to clean up around the tree and around the mailbox because we had some leftover roots that I needed to get up. Am I saying roots correctly?
Yes, you can. Okay. Say roots, like the
roots.
Southern old.
Right, right, right.
But I like how it looks.
Right. So clearing those out, and the, it, I will admit, having the girls out there with the shovels, even though they were irritating me a little bit because they were kind of getting in the way on some other things that we're trying to divert them to, it was cool having them out there, especially when I was putting the mulch down, and they were actually helping me put the mulch down with their little shovels and stuff. So
I just have to say.
What you got to say, babe, as you yawn?
I know.
So go ahead.
One thing I loathe about hot weather is how grumpy you get.
Dude, I will admit. So
I never fully know if it's me or not.
So it wasn't grumpy. You. I didn't realize how hot it was going to get, right?
Right.
And the thing is, it was just really extremely hot on Sunday. And it was kind of like, after we got the on this day from Facebook where we took pictures with Reggie and Dana, mm-hmm. and we had hoodies on because it was kind of cool. Now, don't get it wrong. I'm not complaining about the hot weather. I'm not. But I was not expecting that. And so it was kind of like one of those things where it's like, I got to work early this morning. Like, I worked my ass off. That morning, like, I felt like I had a workout. I was freaking tired of lifting bags of mulch and everything else. It's kind of like, what the hell? And then we took a break, took a nap. I watched some Lost. I was going to take a nap, but then the girls weren't trying to take a nap.
No,
which is
some days they just are not feeling it,
which I'll admit, you know, it was a little bit irritating. Yeah, and it was kind of like, but it was just kind of one of those things where I was like, you know, I don't know. It was just one of those things that was just kind of weird. So that was the gardening. So we got the gardening done. Maya and I got the mulch done because Zoe didn't come back out. We got the mulching done. It looks great out there. I mean, we digged up a bunch of roots and flowers that we didn't want around the mailbox. And around the tree, and it looks amazing. It looks amazing. And then also, so let me just stop here real quick.
That's all we did.
Yeah, I want to sit here. So let's.
Mother's Day was cool because I got cookbooks in the spiralizer. Thank you.
All right, so let's stop for a sec because we got some conversation going on in the Valen Tavern.
Okay.
That I kind of want to talk about.
Okay. We're going to talk about it.
So we're talking about tattoos.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And then how tattoos have a story. They could have a story. They can't have a story.
Yes.
We have some that feel that I believe anything you're willing to carve on your body should have a reason and a story, you know. And then we have some that say, every scar I have a story. A ton of them have a story. And then we have some that say, that's your opinion. But to cut it and dry, all tattoos should have a story. It doesn't work that way. I have them on my head and my face and both my legs and my arms all the way to my fingers. And my wife is more tattooed than I am. So, yeah, some don't have a reason or story. Sure, if you're one of the many that have a few tattoos, I'm sure they all have a meaning. But when you start getting tattooed like my wife, not going to happen. Right?
All right. Well, yeah, I mean, to each their own. Like, you might just be wanting to get another tattoo. But like, dude, I just want something that looks cool. That's cool, too. Mm. My first tattoo, I wanted something that was cute. I got a little baby tiger.
So your first tattoo, Renee?
Yes.
Is a tiger.
It is a tiger, yes.
And it has Sadat's name on it.
Yes, it has Sadat's name on it. It's true.
Did you not want me to bring it? Should I not?
I don't know. That's fine.
But the thing is because we talked about this before we got married.
Yeah.
Right? It was one of those things we talked about where we were kind of like, all right, so your tattoo has Sadat's name on it.
Right.
Are you going to remove the name of Sadat?
Right.
Right?
Right.
And you were like, no, because Sadat had an impact on my life.
Right.
And he changed me for who I am.
Right.
Unlike Sadat.
Right.
Which... if you're listening, the pussy ass motherfucker.
That's just not nice.
That's not nice.
That is so not nice.
He changed. He had a he had a tattoo that had your name on it.
Yes, he had one.
And he got it fixed.
Yes.
Well, quote, fixed because of his current wife, right?
Yes.
Pussy ass motherfucker.
Okay.
Anyway.
You are so mean right now.
I am very mean right now.
To anybody who is listening now who you have no idea who this dude is, he was my ex-fiance before I met Jay. I was with him for like 8 years.
Right.
Okay, there we go.
And so he had an impact on your life.
Right.
And so it's one of those things where you got the tattoo, it had his name on it, and it doesn't bother me that my wife has a tattoo on her that has the name of another man.
Yeah.
And the thing is that he had an impact on her life that made her who she is. Yeah. And that's the story behind that.
Not like I'm like looking at my tattoo every night, just looking forlornly. I really,
right,
you know.
Right. And so it's one of those things where it's kind of like, so with that particular tattoo, there's a story behind it, right?
I guess.
Kind of a story.
Kinda,
you know, he had an impact on my life. I thought he was the love of my life. Blah, blah, blah. It didn't work out great or whatever.
Yeah.
But then you have the mermaid or the horse.
Yeah.
The horse is the
mermaid has no story. It just looked cool as hell.
Right. And the fact that it's like half of your freaking...
Half
of your back is just like, it's cool as hell. And I'll admit, it's cool as hell. And her titties are all out.
The mermaid's titties.
The mermaid's titties are all out. Right. And like, sometimes Renee would go to church. We used to go with the family.
Yeah.
And she would wear the dress that exposes the mermaid's titties.
Pretty sure they did it on purpose.
And it was like, we would be in church and the mermaid's titties just exposed. And it was great. It was just kind of like, really, Renee, we doing this today? And it was like, yes, today is the day we're doing
that
this.
That was my militant atheist days.
Right, right. And so we have that. And then, like, for me, when I got my first tattoo,
Here's a story.
Here, let me...
Well, a story has a meaning. I guess it has a story, too.
So, I guess mine has a story. So I have this one. I have this one here, which I wish that I had taken the artist's recommendation and made it bigger. Because I was worried about it being so big that it will go below my sleeve on a shirt. Right. So I have a love of compasses, okay? And this compass that I have...
I like how you say compass.
Compass. So the thing that I love about compass is that a lot of people know I grew up Christian. And there was a song about True North. And that was one of my favorite songs. One of the things that I love about Renee, and my nickname for Renee that a lot of people don't know, is that she's my true north. Because people know that a navigator, their true north is the direction that will always guide them to the right place. You know what I'm saying?
It sounds so sappy, but yeah.
Yeah, it's sappy. I don't care. If you don't like it, turn it off and start it over. So my nickname for Renee has always been, she's been my true north. Because when I can't find my way through life, I felt that I can come to her and feel that she would guide me where I need to be. That she would center me at least to a point where I can think clearly. That, you know what, when the world is screaming at me, when she talks to me, or if I talk to her and say, babe, the world is just screaming at me and I can't focus, that you will calm everything around me, that I can hear or I can just focus on what the true north is and I can go the right route, okay? So my compass, if you look, the actual true north is an R. It's an R, okay? And that R is Renee, and she's my true north. And then below that compass is, you know, just my handle of cowboy. One of the things that I have been wanting to do with my true north is adding my kids. to each point of my compass because my kids, they ground me as well. You
even
know,
though they make you want to like.
Even though they make me want to just like be like, I can't, you know. They challenge me. I think it's the right word.
They do challenge you.
They challenge me. Not saying that they're bad.
They make you grow as a parent.
They challenge me and they make me grow as a parent. So I want to add Brianna. I want to add Daniel and Benji, Maya and Zoe to this conference because they give me direction. They challenge me as a dad and they challenge me. Oh. Podcast of the week. They challenge me as a dad and they challenge me as just a man overall.
Right.
I can't even say a man, just as a human being. You challenge me and everything else. And it's just like one of those things that's just like, that's my story. And then you also had a horse tattoo.
Yeah.
Right? So what's the story on the horse tattoo?
I love horses. That's my story. Horses are my, like, I heard a story on an episode of This American Life.
Right.
It was a short fiction story, but it was about a woman who was taking injections to become a horse. I was like, oh my God. Like, she actually became a horse. It was like her friend was taking injections to get pregnant at the same time she was taking injections to become a horse.
Wait a minute. Whoa. So I was kind of listening.
She was taking injections.
Don't say anything. Just wait a minute. I was listening.
Yes.
But I wasn't listening.
Oh, this is not a true story.
So you said she was taking injections.
This is not a true story. This is a short story.
Oh, it's a short story.
It's a fictional story. But she was taking injections. Like I was taking injections.
Right.
When I was trying to get pregnant.
Right.
Her friend was taking injections trying to get pregnant while she was taking injections to become a horse. And she became a horse. And lost her best friend in the process.
Oh, see, now you made it. I was laughing and not
it
made
it
funny.
Sad. Well, her horsey instincts came out and she like destroyed all the baby stuff that after because her friend did get pregnant and her friend had all the baby stuff around in the room.
Right.
And she got frustrated and she, you know, started kicking everything. She was a horse.
So.
Anyway.
One of the things that I will say.
I would be a horse if I could.
Yes. I will say if Renee could be.
Yeah.
Renee would probably be a horse. One of the things that we got for Renee for her Mother's Day is this beautiful painting. I mean, I don't know. I say beautiful.
It's a gorgeous painting.
I'll say beautiful, but I want your truth, honesty on this.
I think it was fierce. It was very fiery and fierce. And
do you like the painting?
I love the painting.
So I got Renee a painting for Mother's Day that was signed by an artist who does the Kentucky Derby art for the past few years. She's which is pretty cool. She's actually a twin herself, which you know how I am. I like relating stuff. It's kind of like she's a twin. We have twins. She's whatever and we're whatever. And it's kind of like one of those things, just that whole connection. I love being connected with people through different stuff. If I can find a way that we connect, it makes me happy. If it's bourbon, if it's horses, if it's meeting a loved one on the World Wide Web, if it's, you know, oh, your dad sucked or your mom sucked, mine did too, you know. One of those things is just like making that connection with people and just being real about life. That in itself is like something that I feel that our country, our world needs, because a lot of times we walk in this world where we feel, oh God, I'm drooling, where we feel, well, the thing is that we feel alone.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's a lot of times where it's kind of like, you're going through shit, and it's kind of like, I feel like I'm the only one going through this. And that's not the case. There are times where there's other people that are going through the same damn thing, and it's just like, no one wants to talk about it. No one wants to say, you know what, dog? I'm struggling too, because I feel like my kids don't love me, or I feel like I fucked up my kids, or I feel like that my wife doesn't think I'm the best person that I can be, or I feel like my wife isn't the best person that she can be. And then it's kind of like somebody comes in and just say, you know what, dog? She being the best she can be, or you being the best that you can be. And you know what? You just need to stand still. You need to understand that you're not alone. You're not alone in this life. Life is a struggle sometimes. And I think a lot of times, I think society makes us feel like that we're alone. Mm-hmm. And we're not alone. We're not alone, because there are a lot of people that are struggling, and you just got to find the right person to talk to, because there's somebody else that's struggling along with you, or maybe they're like 3 or 4 steps ahead of you and stuff like that, and they can help you out. They can look back and say, you know what, brother? I'm 4 steps ahead of you. I'm putting my hand out, and I'm going to help you, because I think that's the thing that's what's wrong with this world, where it's kind of like people think that you have to be a self-made. And it's one of the things where it's like, yeah, you can be self-made, but then also it's okay to say, hey, brother, hey, sister, you know what? I need a hand. Mm-hmm. Can you help me out? And it's kind of like one of those things is like, I think a lot of times people just make it seem weird when you ask for help. And it's okay to ask for help, because life is just too short to do this shit alone, because life is hard. Life is really hard sometimes. And sometimes you just feel like it's not fair, and you just want to fucking give up. And I don't care if I've already reached my max of dropping F-bombs or whatever. But the thing is that we have people that are in our lives that love us, and there are people that we love, where it's like, you know what? You can't give up, because you know what? I love you. I'm here for you. And you know what? I'm not trying to cry on the show tonight, but life is just rough sometimes. And it's like when, like today, when Kim called and was like, we found a DNA thing for mom. And it's kind of like we were going through and putting the code in. And while we were going through it, it was kind of like we were hoping that it was her DNA and everything. And it was kind of like one of those things where it was just like, okay, we found a way. We found the DNA for mom. And everything. And it was kind of like, it was just kind of like excitement, because we thought that was it. But it wasn't it. It was dad's. And it was kind of like, we just need to put dad's name on it, because that excitement, the thing that we found mom's DNA code so that we can find out her DNA. It was just kind of like, it was just for me. It was just too much. It was just like, we just need to put her name on it, his name on it, because I don't want to go through that again where we're logging in as her and like, we need to find her DNA stuff. And it was just kind of like, I don't know, man. And it just kind of like, we were busy yesterday. And it was kind of like, being busy yesterday kind of not, like made me think about missing mom and everything. And you know, like I told you early a week ago or 2 weeks ago, I wasn't gonna buy any bourbon, you know, and I ended up buying like one extra bottle that I wasn't gonna buy, because it was like for breast cancer and everything, because it's like a bottle I'm gonna open up when she passed because, I don't know, babe.
I know. I know.
I don't know.
But yeah, I understand. But we're gonna be all right. So, I think we're gonna go on and get off of here. But I want to thank y'all for hanging with us. And if you want to reach us, you can reach us by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. And the podcast Twitter feed is valentinecast. The Facebook page is facebook.com/valentinecast. Video of this and previous episodes can be seen at youtube.com/valentinecast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow. Go check out Nikki Moore's book on Amazon. Link is in the show notes. It is Mark Chronicles of Kalan, Book 3. I said it right. Also, go check out Calligraphy, Inc. That is where her daughter, who did our wonderful logo as well as the Black Astronauts logo. And thank you so much to Pretty Lights for letting us use their music. And it was good seeing you guys. And we'll see you next week.
All right. Thanks, everybody. And sorry about the last 5 minutes. So we'll see you guys next week. And we'll talk to you guys later.
Hi, everybody.
Thanks for coming out. Thank you, Valentine. We love you guys. And we'll talk to you later.
Bye. Boop, 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 boop.